Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, I've set the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine, to provide life guidance and help people connect their emotions with their natural inner state of health. With this radio, and the help of all our guests and callers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lights online. Listen to your favorite teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. Join show host, healer, and founder of Inner Healers in Peru, Susana Stiglitz, while she unravels each topic hand in hand with her wise guests. Many people around the world have improved their lives thanks to their sharing through the Inner Healers community. Join us for a joyful experience. Shows are recorded, so you can download each as a podcast to listen on your way to work or whenever needed.
Everybody, how are you doing today? Welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. Well, today is Vulnerability, and our very special guest is Chris Griscom. She has long been recognized as a spiritual leader and visionary of truly global stature. Her great love for the earth and its people has the world reminding us all of the sacredness of life. Her teachings about connecting with our divine essence and expanded consciousness are encapsulated in her many renowned books and tapes. Help us. Hello, Chris?
Hello.
How are you doing today? Thank you for being with us on our show.
Oh, I love being with Inner Healers. It's really wonderful for all of us to get together and to shift our energies, because that's what this year is about.
Thank you so much for those lovely words. So tell us, what is vulnerability for you?
Oh, you know, that's a very powerful central theme. And it's one of those themes that we want to actually erase the word unless we can use it on its highest octave. And the highest octave, vulnerability, has to do with openness. It has to do with the sense of being out of danger, that there's no danger to the self, therefore we can be vulnerable, we can express, and we can expose anything. In its negative aspect, I think that it is about the theme of lack of purpose, of not being able to touch the powerful self that we are. You know, again, I think that most people play small. So the word vulnerability relates to playing small. It relates to feeling that we are not strong enough, that we're not worthy enough, that we don't know our purpose, that we have no sense of who we are, and therefore we feel vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. So for our listeners, what do you mean by higher octave?
Higher octaves mean those higher energies within us that allow us to connect to our own inner voice, for example, what I call the higher self, our true self, where we trust ourselves. When we have access to our own inner knowing, that allows us to not feel as if the world is overwhelming us. Because vulnerability is about feeling that our spouses, our parents, our children, our friends, our bosses are all more powerful than us. And so we engage in that very difficult relationship of power struggle. What we need to do is to come to a place where we know the self, and that's what higher octaves are.
So
when we are listening inside, then we are tuning into our spiritual energy, which influences our consciousness, influences our health, and influences our sense of self, so that we don't have to feel, again, vulnerable to the forces outside.
Why, in your opinion, is it that we feel that the outside world that surrounds us is continuously aggressive?
Well, it is. It is, but the cosmic giggle that we haven't figured out is that that aggression outside us is reflecting the aggression that's held within us. But what people don't realize, which I would so love for people to practice and to recognize, is that we are always sending messages to the outside world. And most of the time, in terms of vulnerability, we're sending a message that says, I'm not strong enough, I know you're going to hurt me, you won't choose me, I'm too vulnerable. And so that triggers an aggressive energy in other people. People pick on people they think they can pick on. You know, I worked with the street children in Brazil, and I learned something wonderful from them, also from when I worked in prisons, but it was that when the kids on the street would pick a victim, whether they were going to rob the victim or hurt the victim or whatever they were going to do, they were very specific about who was going to be their victim. And they would look at someone who was sending out through their auric field a message that said, I'm vulnerable, I'm helpless. And it didn't matter whether they were a 70-year-old or a 20-year-old. It wasn't about the age. It wasn't about anything in terms of the body. It was about the body language. It was about the subtle messages that we put out. So if we want people to stop being aggressive towards us, then two aspects of that, Luciana. One is, where are we holding aggressive energy, anger and resentment inside ourselves that communicates to other people that kind of aggression? You know? And then the second part is, are we sending out through our auric field a message that says, of course you're going to be aggressive to me? If you can change the feelings that you have, the knowing that you have, your sense of self, what ripples out through your auric field, through your electromagnetic field that sends the message of who you are to other people, changes, and they will change how they respond to you.
In your experience, find so difficult to express vulnerability?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
In your experience, why is it so difficult to express vulnerability?
Difficult to express vulnerability?
Yep. Why is it so difficult to them? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we learn very little. When we're very little, by the time we're two, we have really awakened our emotional body, and we have begun to learn about our ego and about how we wield ourselves in the world. And very early on, we begin to have defense mechanisms. So through those defense mechanisms, we hide our true self. So again, we hide the wonderful part of vulnerability, the openness and the sense that nothing could hurt us, therefore we can show everything, we don't have to hide everything. We protect that because we have thought forms and conclusions that say, I'm vulnerable, the rest of the people are going to control me or overwhelm me. And, you know, unfortunately, as we grow in our lives, we never learn to shift from those defense mechanisms. And so we try not to show that we're vulnerable. We try to puff ourselves up. We try to say, I don't care. If a lover doesn't choose you, then typically we'll say, well, he wasn't or she wasn't the right person anyway. You know, a little child, when he isn't getting his way, will say, I'm taking my toys and going home. That's a way of hiding that sense of vulnerability. And that becomes a pattern, patron, you know, that guides our lives, the way we deal with the outside world.
Mm-hmm. So what are the early patterns that somehow influence our either choosing or not choosing to express vulnerability?
Well, I think that would always come back to the parents that we choose. Now, again, before we enter this conversation, let me say that from a spiritual perspective, we always choose our parents. They are always karmic to us. They are always some soul friend that we know. And we choose them so that they will teach us the lessons that we need. But when we're a very small child, we are literally vulnerable to our parents, and then to our siblings, and then to our teachers. So we have a receiving theme of vulnerability. You're vulnerable to your parents when you're a baby. Are they going to feed me? Are they going to hit me? Are they going to scold me? Are they going to love me? What can I do to make it safe? So as a global theme, in this moment of global change, the big theme is safety and survival. We must release safety and survival in order to free ourselves from the sense of vulnerability. So those are the things, you know. Vulnerability is I'm vulnerable to what my parents think, what they do, what they choose for me and with me. And sometimes it creates a kind of a rebellious nature. Sometimes it creates a person who feels very vulnerable and hides their power, plays small, imprints within themselves, everybody's more powerful than me. I just have to try to be safe. And trying to be safe is really not a very happy way to live a life. It's not a healing way to live a life.
What are the benefits of expressing vulnerability?
The benefits are that if you express vulnerability underneath, the only time that you will express vulnerability, really, by your own choice, is when you feel powerful. When you truly know that no one can hurt you. And so you want intimacy. So the advantage of expressing vulnerability is to deepen the power of intimacy, of communion, of knowing someone and allowing someone to know you on the deepest level of your being. All humans truly seek that. We want to be merged with others. It's a human trait that we almost never get to that place. So when we're powerful enough or willing to be vulnerable, to say, I will show you my secrets, I will show you my self-conceived judgments or the secrets that I have, places that I feel that I'm not a perfect being. When we're willing to actually do that, it's really because we've come to accept ourselves. And self-acceptance is the precursor to self-love. And self-love is the most powerful energy in terms of the purpose of someone's life.
Is there a relation between vulnerability and creativity?
Well, in both sides, in a way, there are. There used to be an expression that, you know, you had to suffer to be a great artist. And in fact, if you look at the history of most great artists, you'll see that most of them suffered. And from their suffering, they painted well, or they played music, or they did whatever they did. But that really doesn't honor what we know spiritually, and it doesn't honor, as you say, inner healers. It doesn't honor the power to heal ourselves. So when we hurt, we are very focused on ourselves and our creativity, and we might produce something. But imagine someone who is absolutely fulfilled, is unafraid, is fearless, who feels that they can show their heart. There's an expression in English that says to wear your heart on your sleeve, you know, which means to show your love, to show your heart, and not be afraid that someone will reject you. When you could show your heart, then the kind of creativity and the kind of productivity that you would have would be so much more than most people ever even dream of.
In your experience, how can vulnerability help our inner healing?
How can it help our what?
Our capacity to heal from the inside.
Mm-hmm. It could only help when we, in a way, started that healing process. Vulnerability on one level, if you could look at it as a theme and know that if you could face it, face your own sense of being vulnerable and your fear that you're vulnerable, then you will automatically begin to heal yourself. And on the other level, you know, again, when you're willing to be vulnerable, when you're open, then you will really be able to see not only the things that need to be healed inside you, but you could begin to be the healer. You know, we say that we heal ourselves when we heal others. And when we heal others, we heal ourselves. So there's very much a connection to healing in terms of looking at the theme of vulnerability and shifting our relationship to it. Because, you know, in astrology they talk about the wounded healer. I don't like that expression at all. But I do understand that the wounded healer can help others. The difficulty with being a healer when you are wounded is that you would tend to project onto others your own truth. So you would say, oh, yes, I felt unloved by my father, so therefore you must feel that way. And this isn't a good way to be a healer. A healer must be indifferent in a way, or must be neutral, not projecting their own truth onto other people. So that's how it is to be a healer to the outside, not useful to be the wounded healer. And the inside for healing ourselves, you know, let me say this, Luciana, and I think this is a very important thing for all the people that are joining us today to hear. You cannot hold that you are vulnerable, that you are weak, that you are the victim, and actually use your life and find health and happiness. Because they're an absolute contradiction. And so many people identify themselves through their vulnerability, identify themselves as being the victim. But it isn't worthy of who we are as a soul group on the planet at this time. My higher self always says, if you're the victim of something or someone, just imagine that in some lifetime, some incarnation of the soul, you have hurt them. And that this is just a payback. You can pay that back without suffering. You can pay it back through the spiritual energy, through the spiritual language of life, so that instead of blaming them or giving them all the power, you can simply say, wow, I must owe it to them. And here, I will rebalance. Imagine if people could simply say, wow, I must have done something to you, so I will fix it, and then I will go on. And then we are free. When we are free, we are not suffering from an identification of self as a vulnerable being. In other words, vulnerability and victimization will not get you what you want. Another phrase that a famous person used that I've always liked, Carlos Castaneda, he called it the petty tyrant. You know, and he would often say, the tyranny of the weak. I'm not sure whether he said that or I said that. The tyranny of the weak. In other words, many people feel that by being vulnerable, by being the victim, people will feel sorry for them and people won't hurt them. It's just not a good thought form. It's not a good way to be. Much better is to say, I am completely open to you. I am unafraid of my own weaknesses. I'm unafraid of falling on my face and being wrong. I am here to listen to my heart and to do the best that I can. That's what creates healing. The part of healing is to get rid of being vulnerable.
So for our listeners, how can one identify the difference between expressing vulnerability or acting like a victim?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. It's a wonderful clarification, Luciana. Thank you. It's the energy that surrounds you. When you're acting like a victim, that is your sense of identity. And you are playing small. You are crouching like a baby in the womb. You're folded up. You're not showing who you are. You're hiding your strength. You're hiding your possibilities. You're hiding your truth. You're hiding everything. No one can know you when you really feel that you're the victim, because you're contracting, you're squeezing. When you're using your vulnerability, you're wide open. You're wide open. And let me express it this way. If you've ever seen a baby, they are wide open. Their hearts are wide open. When at about 4 or 5 or 6 months they begin to really have a little auric field, you can see these little pink puffs puffing out of their bodies to their mothers, to their fathers, because they're completely open in love. They're not thinking, oh, they won't love me or they're going to punish me. They're not living in the future or the past. They're just saying, life is wonderful. I am here. I am well. So a person who expresses vulnerability is able to show themselves. And there's a tremendous strength in that. It's a tremendous strength. It's a strength because you are not afraid that someone else could hurt you. Cosmic law, truthfully, is that you're the only one that could attract to yourself a situation or a person that could hurt you. And if you do, then instead of judging yourself, oh, I must not be spiritual because of what I've brought to myself, you can say, oh, thank you. I can see the lesson here. We have the power of choice. So we can choose to be vulnerable in a negative way or vulnerable in a powerful way.
In which way is vulnerability an expression of our inner force or our inner strength?
It's an expression of our inner strength because it allows the world to enter and to know us. And we only allow someone to know us when we feel good about ourselves, when we are at peace, when we accept ourselves. Self-acceptance is very important. And again, that's very different than the ego. It's not saying I have to be perfect, I'm better than you, I'm healthier, stronger, more spiritual. It's none of those things. There's a beautiful expression which I've said before on inner healers. It's a Brazilian expression, and it says, I am that I am, no better, no worse, and I find it good. So when we feel that way, when we feel that life is good, that we can handle everything that comes to us, that we look out at other people and we see the goodness in them, we don't see the danger, we don't see that they're going to attack us, we see the goodness in them. When we reflect that back to them, then it changes the way they work with us.
Is it possible that by accepting ourselves as it is, we are somehow developing or actually losing or dissolving the fear of rejection?
Of course. Because underneath it all, we only attract to ourselves, in the first place, people who will reject us, because our message to them is, I know you'll reject me. Because we reject ourselves. We don't say, I'm a really good person. I'm capable of love and humor and giving. We're not putting out that message. So it's very important to work on self-acceptance so that we can use the highest octave of, again, another word for vulnerability would be openness. Be open.
Vulnerability or expressing ourselves as vulnerable, a way to experience happiness.
We could feel what?
Experience happiness.
Of course. Imagine if you're okay with yourself, if it's all right if you make a mistake, if you can see beyond the moment, you know, if you can say, I like my body, I like my mind, I like my life, how different you would be in the world. You know, that brings you to self-acceptance. It brings you to happiness. Because we're happy when we're peaceful. We're happy when we're not afraid. When we feel vulnerable, in the sense of the word that people usually use, we're not happy. We're afraid. We're afraid. We're waiting for the disasters. And right now, as never before on the planet, it's very important to not wait for the disaster, but to say, look how we're changing. Look how we, right now, all of us who are on this planet at this time, we are here to make the changes so we can do it.
How can vulnerability help us flow with the changes are already happening around us?
Well, I think it's the other way around. I think that we feel the changes, and that makes us feel more vulnerable. For example, you know, there's a change in the world monetary situation, and we're feeling the brunt of it right now. We're afraid that we don't have enough money, that everything is changing, that we won't survive. So we feel vulnerable. We feel the wars. We feel the prophecies, and we feel more vulnerable. Because we have not been trained, we have not been educated, we have not accessed our own inner voice enough to know that that's why we're here. We are the solution. We are the solution. You know, how much money you make and how safe you are all begins with you. People never consider that we are the source of everything that happens to us. And how to use that in a positive way. If you have a job and you only make a certain amount of money, if you use your creativity, you never know how you can change your job, your finances, your life. We are the source. And so it's the outside world that's making us more vulnerable right now. Why is that happening? It's happening because it's like a time clock inside each one of us. We were born at a certain time in our own karma, in our own lessons, in our own purpose of life. And what's happening is that all of a sudden we've reached the point where it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to know who we are and the purpose of our lives. And that's why, you know, it's pressing on us. The world is making us feel vulnerable because we have to clear this thing. We have to say, wait a minute, wait a minute. No, I'm not actually that vulnerable. I actually can, I'm creative, I'm intelligent, I'm a good being. I will find a way through and I will help others. And as we begin to work on that, that's the same thing as having a program, having a radio program, as you are doing, Luciana. You know, these things, these conversations are helping all of us to say, wait a minute, I'll be okay, and I'll make it okay for everyone else. And as we do that, we heal ourselves. As we do that, we remember that we're strong. We remember that we have the power to change our world and ourselves. And then we look out at the world and we go, well, we need to change finances. We need to change the separation between the rich and the poor, the healthy and the sick. We have within the infinite incarnations of the soul answers to energy, answers to health, answers to relationships. We have the answers inside us. So, you know, the image that people have always given is when you get right up to the top of the mountain, you just have that little bit left before you get to the summit. That's the hardest part. You guys in Peru, you know what that's like. When you're up there and there's no oxygen and you think, I can't do this, that's when you break through. And this is exactly what's happening on the planet at this time, is that we're breaking through. It's any woman who has given birth knows this. You know, we come to that point where you just say, I don't want to have this baby. I don't want to do this. I can't do it. And that's the moment that pushes you forward and you give birth. And so we have to have a little humor and not feel that our vulnerability is going to kill us. It's not. It's going to push us. Our vulnerability is an energy that is pushing us towards a more powerful, more cosmic truth.
Maybe some of the listeners that we're having today or that we'll have whenever they choose this interview are feeling inside, okay, I want to try this. I want to express my vulnerability, but I don't know how. What would you tell them?
Well, I would use what we call at the Light Institute exercises in consciousness, which allows you to begin to work on yourself, being your own inner healer. And there are two ways to do it, and I recommend both ways. One would be, and this is very powerful, just closing your eyes. You could actually do this while you're driving, not closing your eyes, but just using your own consciousness. Ask your mind where you are holding the energy of vulnerability at this moment. You might hear the answer or see it or feel it. But the moment that you can identify, wow, I am holding vulnerability. Vulnerability is not just a word. It's a whole composite of energy. And so the moment you say, wow, it's in my stomach, good. Then the second part of that exercise is, what color does my stomach need to free me from the sense of vulnerability right now? And whatever color comes into your consciousness, because the human body is made of light. That's why it's so powerful. And then just imagine that you're sucking that color into your stomach or into wherever it is that you're feeling vulnerable, and letting that frequency of light wash away the vulnerability. When you do that exercise, you are psychically, spiritually, essentially giving permission to not being the victim to vulnerability. You are changing your life right there. And that, so that's one way to do it, just letting the color come in, and you'll feel a shift. You'll suddenly feel lighter, and then you just go on with your day. The other part, the other aspect of doing that exercise in consciousness is, there's actually three parts that I'd like to mention. So the second part is, where am I holding the sense of strength and safety at this moment in my body? Because when we go, wow, I have a sense of safety in my body, and therefore you're not vulnerable. And so it's where you put your focus. So I have this sense of safety, and I have it, maybe it's in my throat or my eyes or my chest. You go to that place, and you imagine that you're opening up that energy, and you're allowing that energy of safety, of strength, to flow through your body and radiate out from your body. So it's just sending that message out into the world. I am safe, I am strong. And everyone else will pick up that, and they will begin to feel safe and strong. And then the third part of that exercise that we can do as healers is to ask our body, to whom do I need to help? Whom do I need to help today who is feeling vulnerable at this moment? You might get a friend or someone in your family, or you might get a group of people you don't actually know. You know, maybe there's an earthquake someplace. And so you get, I need to help this group of people who are in this terrible situation, who are, of course, feeling vulnerable to the powers of nature, to the powers of whatever it is. And then you hold them in your mind's eye, and you say, what color do you, all of you people, need from me to support you, to release your vulnerability, to give you strength and safety? And then whatever color comes into your consciousness, now this is very important, you draw it from the cosmos. You don't take it from you. You draw it from the cosmos as if it were a beam of light that comes straight into the top of your head, down into your stomach, which is the center of your emotional body. And from your stomach, it's called the solar plexus. You laser that color, again, like a beam of light, to all those people that are in your mind's eye until they disappear. And that allows you to begin to feel that you have purpose, that you have strength, that your life matters, that you can help others. Because every little child starts out life saying, let me help you. I'll do it, Mama. Let me help you. And we adults are always saying, no, no, you're too small. You're too insignificant. You don't know how. And so we breed vulnerability right there when people are children. So that's what I would do. Exercise and consciousness. I write about that in all my books, Healing of Emotion, Feminine Fusion, Ecstasy of a New Frequency. In all my books, I talk about these exercises in consciousness that take us from confusion, from depression, into a sense of ourselves that makes a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm. So is it possible that meditation can also help us press our vulnerability?
Yes, but it's very important to do these exercises in consciousness, which are a kind of meditation, because they help us to focus in. The true purpose of meditation, I would say meditation is life, and life is meditation. If your life is meditation, which means that you're always connected to your inner self, to your higher self, to the cosmos, then you will not be vulnerable. So meditation helps you to feel the strength inside yourself, to be peaceful, to not be chattering, to not get lost in the possibilities, in the negative possibilities. But what's very important in meditation is to realize that its true purpose is to open your energy, to allow cosmic spiritual energies to enter you, to be silent, to shut off the negative fears of the world. And that's why meditation is so important.
Mm-hmm.
But meditation can be many forms. You know, meditation is simply a point of consciousness. I may have mentioned this on Inner Healers before, but one of the ways that I taught myself to meditate everywhere is to click my fingers and say to myself, I am meditating. Click, I am meditating. And so I was able to use that biofeedback to train my brain to instantly go into alpha, which is a meditative state. And when you do that, then you can be making dinner or driving your car or being at the office, or you could be, whatever you're doing, being in a meditative state, which will allow you to be creative, which will allow you to see the way out. One of the things that my higher self has been helping me to say to people in this last 6 months or so is there is always a way out. We can resolve problems. We can resolve the change. We can change from being vulnerable to powerful. There is always a way out. And so meditation expands our consciousness. And by expanding your consciousness, suddenly in a dream or while you're walking down the street or while you're looking at something, you get the idea, aha, this is what I can do. That's the fun of life. It's the mystery of life.
Mm-hmm. So we've got 4 minutes left on our show today. Is there any last words you would like to share with our listeners on today's topic, vulnerability?
Yes. What I would like to say to all of you is that you are not as vulnerable as you think. Do not be afraid to show your inner self. Accept your inner self. Know that the love that you have and the abilities that you have are there. And don't choose to be identifying yourself as a vulnerable being. Choose to identify yourself as a being of love, a being of many possibilities, and that you can be the giver to the world. By feeling that strength in you, you can make others feel strength, so that we can completely get rid, dissolve away the word vulnerability in its negative form, and only hold it in its positive, which says, I am open-hearted, I am free. There is nothing like the freedom of not being afraid of someone's judgment or someone else's actions or someone else's truth. God bless you all.
Thank you, Chris. We really love you. Thank you very much for all the light that you share with us, that you've shared today. And I hope to have you soon. A big hug your way.
Luciana, let me say that I honor you very much for the work that you are doing in this world, and that you can really use your voice as you are to be your true self. And so I send you my support and great love.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's an honor to really hear those words and to have you here today. A big hug your way. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.